Good evening, class. Welcome to another edition of the National Jewish Outreach Program's five-week crash course. In 5 weeks, we are going to have the ability to know many Hebrew words, being able to understand them, and most importantly, we are going to be having a great, fun, lovely time. Now, as you have your packet in front of you, you'll see that the name of the packet is actually the name of a book. It's called Reshit Bina. Reshit Bina, which literally means Reshit, coming from the very first word in the Torah. Reshit means the beginning. Bina, of intellect, of knowledge. So this was actually a text which was not made by this program, by the National Jewish Outreach, but nonetheless they feel it was a very valuable tool to be able to help us master learning how to read Hebrew in just a short span of time in 5 weeks. Now, before we begin, Big Brother requires me to take attendance. And if you would please do so, and feel free to have a nice drink, relax, and enjoy yourself. Now, getting right to it, this is level one, and we're going to, again, our goal that this program is in November is the last class is the very beginning of Hanukkah. So that we will be able to, with confidence, be able to recite the blessings over the Chanukiah, the menorah, in the original tongue, Hebrew, as well as the last week we'll be engaged in not only finishing this text, but also some of the songs that pertain to the holiday. Now, the packet that you have in front of you, you can keep, you can write your name in it, you can write whatever you'd like. Enjoy it, take it home, study it. There will be homework. Right? This is school. So, yeah, I know. Maybe a little nervous to hear that, but in order to be able to master in 5 weeks, it goes beyond this one-hour session, as we'll discuss toward the end of today's class. Now, without further ado, I also have in front of you this extra sheet, this other sheet, which has the actual letters. And on our dry eraser board, we also have this exact same replica of the sheet in front of you. And we're going to be going systematically through these letters as well as the vowels and the sounds. So without further ado, let's begin by opening up our packet, probably already the first page, page 7. Now, the first thing we're going to see is not a letter, but rather a vowel. We're going to begin with a vowel. Good evening. Welcome. Please, come. Make yourself at home. Make yourself comfortable. The very first sound that we're going to be making is found on the bottom right of your sheet, of your packet. And this is, as you can see on this little card that I'm holding, here you go, enjoy. Yes, one of my star students from last year. So you have a lot to live up to. She's graduated cum laude from my class last year, so she's on her toes. So this very first vowel, you'll see there's an X on this card. It's because this corresponds to a Hebrew letter that we will get to, which will obviously make another sound. But right now our focus is the vowel which is underneath the letter. And you'll see that this little vowel, which is called the stick vowel, looks very much like a tongue depressor. And for those that have ever gone to the doctors, and the doctor takes out this tongue depressor, puts it in your throat, and makes you say, ah, exactly. And that is the very first sound that we are going to be learning. The sound of the stick vowel, which makes the sound ah. So class, let's have our packets turned to page 7, and let's try together line 1. Okay, class? 1, 2, 3. Ah, 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 ah. Very good. Excellent. And that is the very first sound. Now, as I mentioned last year as well, this is a class in which, in order to be able to get the most out of it, just let it go, right? We're all friends. No one really cares what sounds you make, as long as you're trying. And by saying it out, you're going to be able to be a lot more effective. So this is the very first vowel, which says ah. Now, let's go, as I mentioned, this X, there should always be a letter on top of it. And yes? Question? Oh, there are always letters on top of the vowels. So let's begin by introducing the first two letters. Now, this is not in the actual order of what's called the alphabet, but it's done in a specific way in order to be able to compare and to contrast letters throughout. So again, this is not the actual order, but this is done so that we can easily remember some of these letters. So the first two letters that we're going to see is the letter that looks like, in English, an X, and another letter which looks like the letter Y. What's unusual about these two first letters is that the X letter, as well as the Y letter, they do not make any sound at all. Rather, they take upon themselves the sound of the vowel which will be underneath it. Okay? So these all by themselves, exactly, they're silent. However, once you look at the vowel underneath, that's the way to be able to make that sound. So with that said, class, let's turn to line 5 and let's say it together. Ready? Let's go. Ah. Ah, 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 ah. Very good. So what we basically did, as we said, is that we take only the vowel, the sound underneath, because the X and the Y do not make any sound. So you're probably wondering, is this really the letter Y? This is really the letter X? Of course not. But as far as this particular class is concerned, it's not necessary for us to know the actual names of what these letters are, because the fact that you would know, this happens to be the letter Aleph, okay? That's what it is, an Aleph, from the word Aleph Bet. The first letter is an Aleph. But you don't really need to know that in order to be able to make the correct sounds. So therefore, we're not going to be actually learning the names of the letters, unless at the end, if you want, I can certainly fill you in on those things as well. Okay, very good. So let's move on, since we've already mastered the first three, the X, the Y, and the tongue depressor. So with that said, let's now turn to page 8. Now, once we turn to page 8, we're going to see another vowel. And this vowel, which goes underneath the letters, as again, you see this X. This vowel, or the little T, has a very unique pronunciation. Now, with this said, or on page 8, before I explain to you the sound that it makes, I have to explain to you that there are different customs. In Judaism, there are those that speak and pray Ashkenaz, and there are those that speak and pray Sephardic. Now, according to this particular class, even though maybe some of you pray in your synagogues, in your temples, Ashkenaz, nonetheless, for the nature of this class, which is to speak Hebrew, it's taught in the Sephardic way. So, and it happens to be, Sephardic is easier than Ashkenaz. And the reason why is because this little T has the exact same sound as the tongue depressor. That both of them make the sound ah. They both have the exact same sound. Now again, if you're in Ashkenazic circles, this has a different sound than this. But I'm not even going to tell you what that sound is, because that's going to confuse you. And I don't want to get confused myself. So therefore, as far as our learning, this little t will make the same sound as the stick vowel, namely the sound ah. So class, let's continue now on line, I don't know, let's try line 7. Okay, let's go. Ah, 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 ah. Excellent, very good. So of course, as we said, they make the exact same sound, the sound ah. Now we move to page 9. On page 9, we are now introducing ourselves to another letter. Now this letter, as you can see on our sheet, you can see it's something very unusual the way it looks. This has a little ball right in the middle over there. For some reason, in the middle of the letter is this ball inside this open box. So when you look at this ball, you now automatically think ball. This has the sound b. Okay? So we look at the little dot inside with this open box with a ball, and you think of the sound b. Very good. Okay, so let's continue on page 9 with this sound. Line 1. Class, I need to hear you. Come on. Very good. Now all of line 1, all of the sounds were exactly the same. Because even though the vowels look different, both those sounds are the same. Now let's move on to line 3. Ah, ba, ah, ba, ah, ba, ba. Very good. Okay, let's jump all the way down to line 7. Ah, ba, 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 ah, ba. Now you'll see in this book, sometimes on the bottom of the page, it has a little box. And inside that box are actual words. Believe it or not, based on the small amount of sounds that we've so far been introduced to, we already can produce some words. So class, let's read the box on the very bottom of page 9, shall we? Ah, ba, ba. What is an abba? So on the bottom it says, an abba is father. Exactly. Abba is father, which is the makeup of those two letters and the vowels underneath. Abba, ba. And what is ba? Come. Father is coming, or father comes. So you may scream, abba, ba. Or you don't have to scream. Scary going. But nonetheless, that's the idea. Abba, ba. Very good. So you'll see, as we are going to go through in just today's lesson, in 1 hour, toward the very end, you will notice that we're going to be putting together so many words that you're actually going to be reading and understanding full sentences. Let's continue now with lesson 4 on page 10. With that said, this now brings us to another letter. Now you can see on our sheet that we find that our chart, this has a ball, so therefore it makes the sound b. However, this one is void, or it's vacant of the little dot over there. It's vacant, it's not there, it's void. And therefore this, when you see it, you look at it and you know that makes the sound v. So ball, b. Void, v. Okay? So that's the difference between those two letters, that you just look at the ball, or if it's void of the little dot, and therefore you know it makes the sound va. Now, before we continue in the lesson, this next page, I also have to introduce you to one new vowel. Now, just like some letters do not make sounds, sometimes, just to confuse us and make our lives crazy and miserable, sometimes the vowels underneath also don't have a single sound. So if you see two dots, one on top of the other, which on your sheet, you'll see it's over here, right? It says silent, right? You do not make any sound. If you do you have this as well? You can see it's, this is a replica of this chart. It's just a little bit smaller. So you can see that when there's one dot directly on top of the other, that does not make any sound, okay? And therefore, all it does is take upon itself the sound of the letter above it, okay? So with that said, we will now be able to continue on page 10. So class, let's begin with line 4. Ba, va, ba, va, ba, va, ba. Okay? Very good. Let's continue now on line 5. Ba, va, ba, va, ba, va, ba. Excellent. Let's now move on to line 7. Now you'll see, as we're about to do line 7, you'll see some of the letters that we've already seen, as well as some of the vowels. So again, let's try line 7. And you'll, when you say the first four words, it'll remind you of father or dad. Okay. Ah, ba, ah, ba. And lastly, line 8. Av, ba. Av, ba. Av, ba. And what does it mean, Abba? It means father. Also, if instead of it saying Abba, if it just says like the first word on line 8, Av, Av also could mean father or dad. So it could be Abba or Av. And that's what, if we look on the bottom of page 10 in that box, if we look at these two statements or with an exclamation point at the end, we read Abba, ba, or Abba. But both of them mean the same thing. Father, come. Okay. Now, before we move on to lesson 5, I love these cards. I just enjoy shuffling them around, and I often ask the class, I give pop quizzes all the time. It's just fun. And that's, teachers enjoy giving pop quizzes. I'm not sure if they, it really means anything for the students, but they certainly enjoy doing it for themselves. So with that said, I am going to be lifting up these cards randomly, and as I do, I'd like you to tell me what the right sound is. Class?
Va.
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 Silence.
Silence. It's golden.
Silence.
Still quiet in here. My goodness, you guys are so well behaved.
Ah.
Ah. Right, that's the tongue depressor.
Ah.
Ah. Okay, very good. All right, we're going to be doing that constantly, driving you crazy, but you'll be rest assured that it'll help us remember the sounds. So with that said, let's move on to page 11 in our packet, lesson 5. We're now going to be seeing a couple of new sounds, namely a couple of new vowels. Now, up until this point, you see in our chart that the three sounds that we've seen thus far, ah, ah, and
right?
Now we're going to see this little dots. And sometimes, I always tell my children, they enjoy eating their dinner, but they never eat their peas. They always, even if they eat their peas, they always leave a little pea, one pea left on that plate. And when I look at that dot at the bottom of that letter, I think of a little pea. Okay? And that's what this vowel, the sound is. Just like the pea in a pea pod or a bumble bee. This makes the sound E. Now, if you look on the top of your page 11, does everyone see that on page 11? There's another way that this sound still makes the sound E. But next to this little P, the next little thing next to it is a hook. There's a little hook next to it. Now, again, on this little card, this X represents some other letter. But we're not going to worry about that when we just look at this card. We look at the little P and the hook, and we know that it also, just like without the hook, makes the sound E. Sound E. Okay? Very good. So, with that said, now that we've learned about the P and the P with a hook next to it, let's continue on page 11. Yes, absolutely. Ask any questions.
Sort of like a fat comma between the sounds on the top, E, and you have the little hook and the dot and the line, and then there's that fat comma.
Yeah.
What is this?
For some reason, mine doesn't have that. It's funny. Exactly a year ago, someone asked me that question. And I said, I'm glad you asked that question. I wish I remembered when I answered that. No, seriously.
I see it on lesson 4, Wilson.
It is. It's a comma.
It's a comma.
That's all it is. It's just a comma.
An exclamation point is an exclamation point.
And exactly, yeah. So a lot of, in Hebrew, there's question marks, you know, and it looks just like a regular question mark in English. It's the same thing. Yeah, so at least they got something right, you know. But that's what it is. It's a comma. So you can definitely ask me any questions, and exactly, you'll see, for example, on line 3, which we're not going to read, but on page 11, line 3, you'll see I have a bunch of commas, right? Mm-hmm. Which basically, it's just separating one word from the next, especially when we're going to be learning, putting more letters together, making larger words, then we're going to be, it's done just to separate one word from the next, so. But that question was actually asked a year ago, and I know this because I, as I told you before, I tape all my classes, and I was actually listening to this class, which I gave a year ago today, to make sure that I'm going to not miss anything, and if I messed up at all, I'll hopefully get it right this time. So we'll see. But that's a very good question. So let's move on to page 11. Let's try line 1. Okay, class.
E, B, V, A, V.
Very good. I'm getting confused. Line 2. B, V, V, B, V, 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 V. Very good. Excellent. Let's jump all the way down to line 6. Ba, ba, a, v, av, a, v. I actually have one of my children. His name is Avi, which is short for Abraham or Abraham, right? So Avi. So now you know my son's name. Okay, and maybe Avi would actually say line 9 to me. Okay, class. Ba, ba, av, ba, avi, So he could have been saying, Abba, Father, Ba, come. And Avi Ba, my father came, which also is a name of a person. Okay. Questions, comments, thoughts, concerns. Let's move on to page 12. Lesson 6. We're now going to be seeing two more letters. If we look on our chart, we see that this next letter looks very much like a very tall mountain. A very, very big mountain. And you'll see that this mound or mountain goes all the way around, going all the way around the mountain. And therefore, when we see this letter, we think of a mountain, or the letter, or the sound rather, okay? M. However, this letter, as you can see, is a little bit different. There's a tear at the top. If you would be climbing this all the way to the top, you're going to fall right down. So that's not a mountain. A mountain you want to climb up and climb down. This is a huge tear at the top. And therefore, when you see this letter, you think of the sound T. Okay, very good. Let's continue class with page 12. M. That's the sound of that mountain on page 12. Okay, class, let's try line 2. E, me, ma, me, ma, ma, me. Excellent. Let's move down to line 5. E, ma, e, me, e, ma, ba, a, vi. Now, the first sound on line 5 was what? Could you read that with me again? E, ma. Does anyone know what an ima is? Related to the Abba, mother, exactly. So that's how you write, and that's how you say mother in Hebrew, ima. Very good. Now, you mentioned about the comma. Let's see now on line 10 if there's some other marks that we're familiar with. Let's try line 10. E, ma, mi, ba, av, ba, a, ba, ba. Okay? So, e, ma, which means what, class? Mother. Mi, ba, and on the bottom it helps us out and tells us what the word mi means. Mi means, in English, who? Mi, ba. Remember we had the word ba? Abba, ba! Abba, ba! Mi, ba, who is coming? Av, or Abba, ba. Father is coming! Abba, ba! Father is coming, okay? So that's a nice little conversation to be able to understand those things. Okay, very good. Now, class, what does this sound again? Ma. Right, ma, ma. Very good. And how about this sound over here? Ta. Ta. Because look at the top. There's a tear at the top. So it's ta. Very good. Okay. Now we're up to lesson 7. We're flying. We're moving lightning speed over here. But before we look at this next sound and this next letter, let us turn back to our cards and just shout them out. Ah. See the vacuum? V. Look at the tear. T. Very good. Mountain. Ma. Right? See, it's like a mountain. Very good. E. E. See the little P on the plate? A P. A little P. A little bumblebee. A P. A little P. And this is also with a hook next to it, but it's still the same sound. The sound? E. E. Good. And everyone see the ball in the middle over there? The ball. So what sound? Ba. Very good. Excellent. And what was the very first sound that we did? The tongue depressor? Ah. And shout it out. I told you to shout it out, okay? I can't get you. Yeah, I tried. No, it was, you were good when you didn't say anything. It's a silent sound. There's no sound. It's a silent sound. Very good. Okay, let's move on to lesson 7. Okay? All right. Help yourself to some drinks. We're not leaving until all those sodas are finished. So drink up. Okay, we're now up to the next letter on our chart. You can see, so far we've seen these letters. We've seen the two silent letters, we've seen the ball, we've seen the vacuum, we've seen the mountain, we've seen the tear on the top. Now let's look at these next two letters over here. This letter, as you can see, there, let's skip this letter for a second. This letter over here, as opposed to this one, which is straight, this one is round. It's rounded. You can see it's rounded. It's not straight like that. It's rounded. And therefore, you can imagine that the correct sound when you see this rounded letter, as opposed to this one, which is not rounded, it's very rounded, makes which sound, class?
Ruh.
Very good. Let's continue on line 2 on page 13. Okay, class? Ra. Ra. Sound like you're cheering. Come on. Ra. Ra. Re. Re. Ra. Re. Re. Very good. Let's continue now on line 4. Ra. B. Ra. A. V. Ra. B. Okay. Let's now move on to line 7. Now this is line 7 could be a question, possibly, that one of my children may ask, right? And let's see what the answer would be. Line 7, class. Mi, ra, bi, a, vi, ra, bi. So if a child of mine asked my wife, mi, ra, bi, what is the word mi? Mi means who. Mi, ra, bi, who is a rabbi? And she would answer, avi, ra, bi. My father, or in that case it would be your father, rabbi, is a rabbi. Okay, very good. Probably more appropriate is line 9 and 10. Let's try line 9, class. E, ma, e, ma, mi, ra, bi. So what are the first, what does the first word mean, class? Ima,
mother.
Mother, mother, mi, ra, bi, who is a rabbi? And the answer is line 10. Abba, abba, av, ra, bi, father. Abba, father, Av, which is another way of saying father, Rabbi, is a rabbi. And you can see that there's two ways to say a rabbi, which is found on the very bottom of this page of 13, either Rav or Rabbi. Or Rabbi is the Hebrew of rabbi. It's the same idea. That's as close as you're going to get. Okay, let's move on now to page 14. Questions, class? Anyone have any questions? So if you would see this letter, which is rounded off, what would you say it is? What sound?
Ruh.
Very good. Now, you'll see this sound over here, you can see, as opposed to being rounded, there's a huge dent right there. Dent. And therefore, it sounds like duh. Dent. And of course, these are all different ways that we can try to remember. But those people that are actually orchestrated, created this program, always welcome any other novel ways to remember. And of course, it would always be appreciated so it can be implemented to help the thousands, literally thousands of people right now that are learning this program, as this program is being taught throughout the country in the month of November. Okay, let's continue class on lesson 8 with this next letter. This next letter, as you can see over here, as opposed to this one, which we'll get to eventually, this one, straight, good. This one, unfortunately, there's a big hole in it, right? It's a big hole. There's no hole in that. There's a huge hole right there. And this is a complete line. This is only half. Half, and there's a hole in it. And therefore, when you'd see that letter, you would know that it makes the sound ha. Right, exactly. Very good. Let's try class line 1. Okay, let's go. Ha, ha, he, ha, ha, he. Very good. Let's move on now, class, to line 3. Ah, ba, va, ra, ma, ma, ba, ah. Now you'll notice something strange, that the last letter of each of these words, which normally has the ha sound, if this letter is found at the end of a word, it also is not pronounced. It's silent, as it says on our sheets. So I did that line on purpose, not to confuse you, but rather to show you this important rule, that if this, the ha letter, head, is at the end of a word, then that sound is not made. Okay. Let's continue class with line 6. E, ma, e, ma, e, ma, ba, ah. Very good. Excellent. Let's jump all the way down to line 12. Ma, he, he, e, ma. Now, why is that second word correctly said he? Well, we know that the P could have a hook right next to it. Now, that hook could, right, this sound over here. Where's the hook?
That's not the hook.
There's this. I don't see the hook either, so I'm going to pull out my cards over here. So you had this, which is a P, E sound, and this also is the same thing as an E. It doesn't make a difference if there is just the P or if there's a hook on the next side right next to it. This hook doesn't make any sound. This is the same sound as this. They both make the sound E. They both make the same sound. And as we said, that the next letter, again, I'm on line 12, the second word. The last letter before that question mark is the X letter, which makes no sound, it's silent. And therefore, that word is correctly said, how, class? He. That's it. He. So those, the hook and the silent letter don't make any sound, makes no noise. Okay? So therefore, that's the correct way of saying that line. Let's conclude this page with line 13. Okay, class, let's try it. Ha, av, amar, e, ma, ba, a, e, ma, ba, a. Now again, there's two purposes. This class is primarily so that we'll learn how to read Hebrew. But you'll see, this particular book Reshit Bina also has on the bottom some of the translations. So this way, as we learn slowly some of the translations, not only will we be able to read Hebrew, but maybe we'll be able to understand a little bit of it as well. Okay, we are already up to page 15. We are on lesson 9. Now you'll notice that on the very top it has a letter which has absolutely no sound whatsoever, which is the letter Y. But next to it, we're going to be seeing a new vowel, a vowel which we have not seen yet. And that is when you have these three dots, just like this, all right? And if you look at those three dots, you may look at them as though it's a nest, and in that nest is a bunch of eggs, right? There's eggs inside this nest, okay? And here, you can see over here, at, on your chart, or on your pad page, it says eh, as in tell, okay? I like to look at this and look at a little nest, and there are eggs in there. So if you see a vowel which has three dots like this, we know that it makes the sound eh, eh. Very good. Okay. So as you can see, which is unlike in the English language, every word, you'll see that there's letters, and instead of having just a vowel as a letter next to it, it's actually on right beneath it or next to that letter. So therefore, it's you have to read, as we're seeing, the letter, then the vowel. Letter, vowel. It's like you're going up, down, up, down, up, down, down to get through the word. But this, when you see those three, you think of the eggs, and it's the sound, eh. Okay, class. Let's try line 1. Okay. Eh, eh, ah, eh, eh, rev, ba. Okay? Because you see the round and you see the void of that dot. Okay. Let's try line 2. Meh, re, ah, eh, ah, e, like the P, E, eh. Okay, very good. Now, this is a very important line 3. A very, very important thing. So, it's a very good sentence to remember. Okay, class, let's try line 3. Eh, rev, ba. The word erev, as you can see on the bottom over here, means evening, right? Which is very similar to the English word eve. Erev, eve, evening. And erev ba means the evening is coming. Erev ba. So if you're working and the clock's not moving and you just want that bell to ring at 5 o'clock, you're hoping that Erev Ba, that the evening will come soon. So this way you can go home. Erev Ba. Okay. Let's try, just to really get it good, line 5. Erev. Class, you with me? Erev. Erev. Rev, ba. Okay? See, looking at the word erev, again, what we need to do in Hebrew is you look at the letter, then the vowel, then the next letter, then the vowel, then the letter. So, in the word erev, the first letter, the letter Y, is silent. So you look at it, and in your mind you're thinking, I'm not saying anything. So you immediately look at the vowel, eh. Then you jump up to the next sound, which is round, which is r. And then you look underneath. E-re. And then finally, the last void letter, v. E-rev. E-rev. And of course, as one gets more fluent in reading, you get to you can see it and pick it up faster. Okay, let's try line 9. Ba e rev a ba ba. What does that mean? Ba e rev a ba ba. In the evening, Abba comes. So in the evening, our father, my father comes. Ba e rev a ba ba. Okay, let's move on, class, to line, page 16, rather. Okay? We are cranking. All right? We are moving quickly, and we're doing great. I'm really impressed. We're doing very well. Okay. Now, but before we move on to lesson 10, I'm going to be doing a little shuffle, and I will be giving you a pop quiz. I know you guys are getting nervous, but, well, that's why I get paid the big bucks over here. All right. Class? Ba. Ba. Very good. Excellent. Ah. Excellent. Very good. Very good. E. 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 Same sound. No, an E. Remember the nest, the eggs. E. E. Well, the first sounds we made. Ah. It's the same as the tongue depressor. The little T is the same. This one we didn't really spend much time doing. There's a dent in it. Duh. Okay? As opposed to this one, which is... Ruh. Very good. Excellent. This one, there's no dot in it. So it is Ruh. V. V. It's vacant. This one, not like the muh. There is a tuh, a tear. And shout it out, please. Very good. Okay, let's move on now to lesson 10. We're going to see actually two more vowels, as you'll see on the bottom of our chart. That's what they're considered. But in reality, they are also possibly, they look like words. Because as you'll see on page 16, there is this dot floating up in the space, right? Which is actually, it's not just floating up there, but it's connected to a word. But sometimes this is where it's unbelievable. Some vowels so far we've seen are down here, under the letter. Here now we're going to see that there are sometimes vowels on the top of the letter, okay? Now, just like over here, the sound we're gonna see that there's a specific sound which we'll get to in a second. This will have the exact same sound. Because you'll notice they're both up. They're both high above. One of them is suspended in midair, it's floating up there, right? It's floating. And this one is on the very top, right? And the way I always remember this. And they try to remind us that this is like over the figure's head. It's over the head. Whenever I think of this, I imagine that I had this huge brick falling on top of my head. And if a brick, trust me, this is the sound effect that you'll hear if a brick would fall on your head. Oh! Oh! Right? Sound like The Simpsons. Oh! That is what happens when that brick falls on the top of your head. You make the sound, oh. And that's what this sound is. It's always oh. So just, you should remember that sometimes this brick will fall on top of this guy's head and it'll be oh. And sometimes this brick is just floating in midair, but the sound is still the same. It's still the sound, oh. Okay? All right, let's try line 1, class, on page 16. Bow. Vo, mo, mo, o, It's interesting, again, because even though there are letters, let's say the last one we just saw, you have the Y, and then you have the O. Well, the Y is silent. So therefore, it's just ignore that letter altogether. Now, of course, when it comes to Hebrew, a lot of times there'll be a vowel underneath the letter Y, and therefore, obviously, it will take upon that sound. But in this context, the letter Y, which is silent, all you would do is say the next part, which is O. All right, class, let's continue with line two. Row, 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 ho, ho, ha, ha. Very good. Okay. Let's now try line six. Ah, v, ra, b, e, me, mo, ra. Okay. Now this is actually a new word that we're learning. Mo-ra. A mo-ra is, as you can see on the bottom of the page, a teacher. Now in my school, instead of being called Mr. This or Mrs. That, right, they're actually called Mora. Mora Rivka, Mora Chana, which is my wife's name. Mora Chana. That's what they're called. Mora Chana. Teacher Chana. That's what it means. They're called Mora. Okay. And anyone who's a teacher is a Mora. So let's continue on line 7, and maybe we'll be able to even translate everything from that line as well. Okay, class. Ah, ba, e, ma, ha, mo, re, ba. So, what does that mean? Abba means what? Father. Ima, mother. Hamore, the teacher. Ba.
Comes.
Right, very good. Excellent. Excellent. All right, let's move on to line 12. Okay, class. Mi, ba. Ha, mo, re, ba. What does the word me mean? Exactly. Mi, ba. Who is coming? Mi, ba. Who's coming? And the answer, ha, mo, re, ba. The teacher is coming. Exactly. Excellent. Now, as you can see on page 17, on line lesson 11, you'll now go back to this letter, which we didn't spend a lot of time on because we didn't actually see it in our packet, in our book yet. But again, the difference between this letter and that one is this is round, so it's the sound R, as opposed to this where there's a dent in it, right? A dent, and therefore that's the sound D.
Okay.
Let us try, class, line 1 on page 17, and you'll notice in your packets, we're almost finished, okay? And of course, before we finish, we're going to review everything that we studied today. But class, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's move on to page 17, line 1. Do, 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 da. Okay, let's now go to line 6. Ah, ba, e, ma, ha, do, da, ba, ah. Now, you'll notice on the bottom a dod as opposed to a do da. A dod is an uncle, right? I used to call my uncle a dude. You're a cool dude. But it means, really in Hebrew, a dude or a dode is uncle. And do-da is an aunt. Okay, class, let's try line 8. Ba-do-di. Ha-mo-re. Very good. And we'll see one more line, class. Line 11. Mi-mo-re-ha-dod-mo-re. So what is this question asked over here? Mi-mo-re, who is the teacher? And the answer is Hadod, the uncle, is the teacher. Very good. Let's actually go up to line 10, because it's underlined, which means don't skip it. So let's try line 10, because in line 10 is actually a name of a very nice girl. Line 10, class. Ha-do-da-di-vo-ra-mo-ra. Now, what's the second word over there? Devora. Devora. Deborah. Deborah in English. Devora in Hebrew. And that's how you write and pronounce that name in Hebrew, namely Devora. Okay, class. We're on page 18. And I'm running out of cards over here. It's not good. All I have is this one left for tonight. Just one card. Now, this, you'll notice, straight down this page, has one thing in common. It's always found at the very end of a word. There are some Hebrew letters that make the same sounds, but nonetheless they're found at the end of a word. For example, this one. This, believe it or not, makes the exact same sound as our new letter, this one. Okay? They're exactly the same. Both of them sound like m. This, as we remember, was a mountain. That's how we remember it. This one is more square. That's how they want us to remember it. More square. Now, the difference is, again, when it comes to a word, it's not found anywhere in the English language. It's very unusual about Hebrew. Is there actually Hebrew letters that cannot be found at the beginning of a word, cannot be found in the middle of a word, are only found at the end of the word, which is why this is called a final letter, which means it's the end of a word. So anytime you come across this, you'll always see it at the end of a word, and it also makes the same sound as this. So therefore what? Just to make sure we understand this thoroughly, this letter will never be found at the end of a word. It will be found maybe at the beginning of a word, or the middle, but never at the end. As opposed to its friend, which makes the same sound, is only found at the end. And this is the first letter that we are introducing ourselves to, which makes that sound. But you'll notice on our chart, and it didn't come so well out on the copying machine, there are a few letters that are called final letters. And this one is the final letter, M. Okay? So with that said, class, let's look at this final letter, and this will be our final lesson for the evening. So let's continue on page 18 with line 1. Okay, class? Im, me, am, a, me, a, mim, do, okay? So you notice again, just on that line, that this letter is always at the end of a word. Always. As opposed to this other, the mountain letter, is found in the middle or the beginning of a word. Okay, class, let's continue on line 7. Aba mi av ha ev. Now before we get to that, let's translate this. Abba means what? Father. Me. Who? Av, which is another way of saying Abba. Who is the Av? Who is the father of Ivrim. And Ivri are the Hebrews, or the Jews. Who is considered to be, Dad, the father or Av HaIvrim? So let's see what the answer is on line 8. Avraham. Avraham. Av HaIvrim. Avraham. Abraham is the father of the Hebrews. Okay? Let's move on. Let's move down to line 10. Ima. Abba. Avraham. Line 11. Abba. Av. Amim. Rabim. Now this last line, we're going to not only be able to read it, but we're going to be able to translate it. Ha mo re a mar av ra ham av ha am ha iv re. Now, what does this mean? Ha mo re, which we said before is like Mora Rivka, Mora Chana. Mora is a teacher. Amar, that word we did not have yet. Amar means said. And that kind of gives it away when there's a colon afterward, which is kind of almost like quotations in Hebrew. Abraham. Av is the father of the Am. Like the famous song, Am Yisrael Chai. We sing Am Yisrael Chai. Am means nation. He is the nation of Ivri, of the Hebrews, of the Jews. Okay? So this was just the scratching of the surface. This was lesson one. And before you go and think all is great, I have my cards. And I'm going to shuffle them up, and I'm going to see how well we're doing over here. Please make me proud. Oh my, all these cards. Is it possible that we'll actually remember all these cards when I ask you these questions? Okay. All right, class. Shout it out. There's no ball in there. It's a vacuum. Va. There's a big hole in this one. Ha. That's on the bottom. Oh. Oh. Ba. See the ball? This one's rounded off over here. Ra. Class, scream it out, please. Or don't. Here's some eggs over here. Eh. Remember, this is the final letter that we saw today. Ma, okay? Remember that brick that smashed me in the head, which made me say the sound? Oh! The little T? Ah! There's a tear in this letter. Ta. Silent vowel, that's correct. Make sure to eat your E. E. P. See the little P on the bottom? E. There's a dent in this letter. Duh. Ignore the hook, it doesn't mean anything. E. This was the first sound we made today. Right, the tongue depressor. Ah. The letter Y makes no sound, and the mountain? Ma. Ma, very good. Excellent. Okay, class. On page 19, you'll see it says, Chazara. Review. That's where you come in. In order to be able to make the most of this 5-week crash course program, I ask of you to do exactly that. Chazara. In order to be able to come back in a week today, it's necessary for you to review And it's according to the professionals, they recommend 15 minutes a day. Now, what does that mean, 15 minutes? It doesn't mean you have to sit down and read for 15 minutes until you just want to jump off a bridge. It means take these packets with you. I have extra ones. Take a couple of them. Leave one in your house. Leave one in another place that you frequent. Anytime you have the opportunity, you're on a subway, you're on a bus, take it out for 1 minute. Review it. Look at it. Now, I mentioned also that this is being taped. Last year's session is already online. For those that would like to actually listen to this class, which was done a year ago, you can go to the OHAB Zedek website, which is OHABZEDEK.net, OHABZEDEK.net, and on the homepage you can click and you'll actually hear an hour, 20-minute class. This one was a little bit shorter. But again, if you go to OHABZEDEK.net and click on, it'll say that there was a Hebrew class. You'll click on it, and it'll be an hour and 20 minutes. It'll be the exact same materials in front of you, so you can actually listen to what we did. Now, again, it'll be from last year. I didn't put on today's yet because we didn't finish it, but I'm going to probably do that as well. If anyone has any questions, I want you to call me. I'm going to give you 3 phone numbers, and the reason why I'm doing this is, as my teachers always say, not for my health. Because if you don't remember a sound, I don't want you to get frustrated. I don't want you to give up. I want you to call me and I'll walk you through it. I'll help you in any way that you possibly can. So, without further ado, I can be reached in a couple of ways. I'm going to start off with my cell phone number, which is area code 203, which is a Connecticut number. Can you imagine I came all the way from Connecticut to teach this class? 203-530-1700. Again, that's 203-530-1700. I am in this building. I have not left this building, as I usually do not. I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning. And it's better, instead I can give you my home number, I'll give you the school number, which is 718-474-0045. And lastly, I give you my home number, which I'm not there that much, 718-474-1143. Please come back next week. Please tell your friends about this class. We want to be able to encourage more people to be able to learn Hebrew. And by Hanukkah, you will be able to read Hebrew. Thank you very much, and have a great night.